I know what you call that cow.
What about a female?
Get called a widow.
Well, just because she's a widow, that means she's inactive, doesn't it?
Well, so I don't know what you call it.
Okay, now I'm going to give you some terms. I want you to tell me what you think about an ugly boy or a man.
Anybody ugly?
Ugly boy or a man. What's the first thing you think about?
Ain't that an ugly person?
Ugly girl or woman?
Ugly, that's an ugly boy, ugly girl, that's an ugly man.
All right, an attractive boy or man?
Yeah, that's a real attractive man, good looking man.
Attractive girl or woman?
Same thing.
Now, a bookish person, a person who reads all the time.
Not enough to read, she wrote the news.
All right, now, a person who always wants praise and attention.
Oh, I do things for people to praise him, you know, a shot show.
All right, now I want you to name the kinds of schools a child starts off in when he's 5 years old. And
kindergarten, mm-hmm. Nursery, mm-hmm. Just have nursery school, you know, uh-huh. And grade school, high school.
And then on into what?
College.
All right. What kind of a fence is usually found around a playground?
A wire fence.
What kind is found, what do you mean by a gymnasium? What is a gymnasium?
A big place where people go play basketball, different things. You know.
Where are the toilets in the schools?
Well, some of them alongside the wall, some of them in the middle of the school.
What another
name? Some of them in the hallway.
What's another name for a toilet in the school?
The restroom.
Okay, have you ever used the term lavatory?
Yeah, lavatory.
What kinds of kids went to your school? Racial, like.
You mean race or color?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, what school I went to didn't go to the color.
Okay. Have you heard names for these groups? American Indian.
Yeah, American Indian.
Nothing but American Indian.
Northern Indian.
All right, now what would you call a Chinese, Japanese, or Korean?
That's different Chinese, Korean. Different nationalities, different people.
Have you ever heard them referred to as Orientals?
Yeah.
Protestant?
I know. That's some kind of Protestant is some kind of a club or something like that.
All right, now Roman Catholic.
That's church.
Jews.
Jewish church, temple.
German.
They have their own church, their own ways, serving the Lord, you know, different from us.
Now, do you know anything about Low Germans, what their name would be, like blacks are called niggers, you know what a German would be called?
Hunkies.
What?
Hunkies.
An Italian.
What's
an Italian called?
I don't know.
You ever heard the word Dago used?
Yeah, Dago. They're different than, a Dago and Italian ain't that different.
Oh, it's different then?
Yeah.
Okay, now. I'm gonna call these names. If you heard them, you let me know. Poles.
Poles.
Uh huh.
That's nation. The poles to go.
Okay, Russian.
That's Russian.
You know, I want a slang name for them.
The what they call the Russian then?
I don't know.
Russian. How they call the German the Nazis? And Russia, what they call the Russian? I know, but I can't think of
it. I can't either. I've never heard of those views. What do you mean by playing the dove? Have you ever heard that term used?
Just playing the dove like you put somebody in the dove and then you got the mama this and your daddy this and you so and so on. Like, you know, saw a lot of nasty slang to them.
Okay. When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he have to go through any kind of initiation?
Well, I had to meet the folks and tell them the name and why, you know.
All right. Y'all didn't beat him up? And
no.
What kind of games did you play as a child?
Well, I played marble and hopscotch, jack's tall, you know, hide and seek, you know.
Okay. Did you play knife? You know what knife called?
I really used to play like a knife or gun or something like that.
What kind of records do you like to listen to?
Well, in the kind of good church records, like, you know, some good church thing, somebody like Martin Luther King on the record, something like that.
Okay. Was there anything that I should have asked you about life here in Atlanta that you expected me to ask and that I have not mentioned?
No.
You think I covered it all?
Yeah.
All right. Are there certain standards that you, I want you to tell, I know that there are certain standards, but I want you to tell me about some of the things that you expect. I know one thing I've learned from this interview, whatever I do with you, I've got to do it on time.
Yeah, that's right. Be on time.
And stay off the phone.
Stay off the phone.
Those are some things that I really have learned. And then when I go outdoors, I know I've got to put my coat on.
That's right.
Uh-huh.